Who will be the country's next president? Incumbent Václav Klaus, challenger Jan Švejnar, or someone altogether different? A two-day election marathon at Prague Castle failed to produce a winner. As I said, Ian Willoughby has been following developments at the castle and joins me now in the studio. Ian, this has indisputably been the longest and most difficult presidential election in the country's history. Now, you watched the drama unfold close up. What exactly happened?
Well, as you say, it was an incredible marathon. Yesterday, they sat for 11 hours, and the first 10 of those hours were spent discussing procedure about how to vote. The issue was, would they vote in secret, which has been the tradition, or would they vote in public with a kind of show of hands, which four of the five parties were pushing for. In the end, they did go for that, but only the last hour yesterday on Friday was spent voting. And then this morning on Saturday, they announced the result of the second round, that both Mr. Klaus and Mr. Švejnar had got through. Then they had a recess till 1:45 today. Then they voted and there was no winner.
So it seems that the method of voting, a public vote, had a big impact on the course of the election.
Well, it did have a big impact in that because they were voting publicly, it was harder for deputies or senators to go against their party line and their official party lines. And that meant that there was only one or two votes in it. Yesterday, Mr. Klaus in the second round got 142 votes, which would have won him the day today. But there were a few, three senators and MPs didn't vote today. They were ill, and one of them at least had a mental collapse. And there were all kinds of accusations, basically because everything came down to one vote, perspective one vote. There were all kinds of pressure being put on people and accusations of pressure being put on people and all kinds of, I don't know if dirty tricks is the word, but all kinds of nastiness going on behind the scenes and a lot of accusations.
A very dramatic presidential election there at Prague Castle, although an inconclusive one. Three rounds of voting and no president in sight. What happens now, Ian?
Well, the next election is being held next Friday. The deadline for nominating candidates, I believe, is Tuesday night. So Václav Klaus will, of course, stand again. He still probably has the best chance of being elected. Jan Švejnar will stand again. And possibly somebody else. The Communist Party have been talking about five mystery people, one of whom they could put forward. And so another election next weekend, and we'll see how it goes.
Ian Willoughby, thanks very much for that. As you heard, the presidential election is not over. We will have to wait and see how